I'm here at Castlefield Gallery and I'm about to talk to Laura Saraslan, who has been the co-curator on the excellent exhibition Life in the UK, Balance of Probabilities. Laura, tell me about one aspect of this exhibition that's been created especially for it.
There are a number of works actually that's in the exhibition that were specifically done for Manchester for the presentation here. But one of them, which because it was a very challenging project to accomplish, it's a five-channel presentation called The Encounters, which literally interviews officials that work in travel agencies in Istanbul, as well as consuls and consul generals who actually issue visas for people to travel to a certain country or a certain region, in the sense the Schengen area. It was a tough one because it's very high security and they're all civil servants, so naturally they do not want to talk in regards to the visa issue, the visa process, and they do not want to literally talk about their daily process. But we were able to manage to find collaboration, which was a wonderful surprise and a wonderful addition. And we were able to literally look at the matter from the other side of the counter, literally getting their experiences, what they're concentrating on, how do they feel as human beings, because it's a matter that, although it's seen as very bureaucratic and very cold, actually at the end of the day, they are human on both sides of the counter. And there is another work that's within the exhibition that complements this video installation, which is Places of Uncertainty. And it's a series of photographs, and it's an installation within Castlefield Gallery that looks at actually the interiors of different consulates and visa application centers, which is the whole point of literally looking at interiors that do have this back and forth, the idea of application, a certain level of stress, a certain level of back and forth and time, but without any human beings that are presented there. So you literally just, in a way, appreciate the spaces, just like you would appreciate a space in an interior decoration magazine, and it gives you a different sense about the humanlessness of it, which is, I think, at the end of the day, the most important part of the photography series.
It was incredible that you were given access to these spaces.
Yes, it was very, very, very difficult. But again, you know, when you explain them the project and how important it is, because they do realize how valid of a subject this is, and it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So we were extremely lucky in reaching out to the right individuals at the right time and connect with them.
I think it's really interesting watching the people speaking in the first installation and just their views on making decisions about why people might not be chosen to get a visa. Or also just one of the women saying that she'd been to a part of Berlin and said, oh, it's all full of Turkish people. And yet she was Turkish, and I found that very surprising.
There is an irony in the whole thing, and that's why I think that's the second title of the exhibition, Balance of Probabilities, because it is probable that you will get the visa, but it's also probable that you will not, and you will never know the exact reasons for your refusal. Is it financial? Is it your religious status? Is it your family background? Is it your bank account? You'll never know.
Is it dressing like a chameleon?
Exactly, because that's one of the issues that is discussed in one of the videos, and you know that these are all pertinent, but there is no like perfect formula that enables you direct access. So in a way, again, although it should be very straightforward, it definitely isn't, and the exhibition, I think, shows you a diversity of cases and diversity of realities that enables you to see it and to experience it.
Thanks very much, Laura.
My pleasure.